The Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young. Chapter 26, Happiness and Social Enjoyment. President Brigham Young knew that true happiness comes only through righteous living, but he also knew that much enjoyment in life can come through wholesome recreation and entertainment. He was fond of the theater, dancing, and other social amusements, and provided opportunities for the saints to enjoy these pastimes, believing that they were important to the people's well-being. In Salt Lake City, he supervised the building of the Social Hall, in which were held dances and theatrical performances. In referring to the Social Hall, he stated, "That is our fun hall, and not a place in which to administer the sacrament. We dedicated it to the purpose for which it was built. You know what spirit attends that room. There we have had governors, judges, doctors, lawyers, merchants, passers-by, etc., who did not belong to our church. And what has been the universal declaration of each and every one? I never felt so well before in all my life at any party as I do here, and the saints do not feel as well in any other place of amusement. Everything in its time and everything in its place." Deseret News Weekly, March 26, 1862, page 1. Teachings of Brigham Young. True happiness is found in righteousness and service. What principal object have human beings in view? Happiness. Give me glory, give me power, give me wealth, give me a good name, give me influence with my fellow men. Give me all these, and it does not follow that I am thereby made happy. That depends altogether upon what principle those acquisitions were gained. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 235. We are all searching for happiness. We hope for it. We think we live for it. It is our aim in this life. But do we live so as to enjoy the happiness we so much desire? Discourses of Brigham Young, page 236. Where is happiness, real happiness? Nowhere but in God. By possessing the spirit of our holy religion, we are happy in the morning. We are happy at noon. We are happy in the evening. For the spirit of love and union is with us, and we rejoice in the Spirit, because it is of God, and we rejoice in God, for He is the giver of every good thing. Every Latter-day Saint who has experienced the love of God in his heart, after having received the remission of his sins through baptism and the laying on of hands, realizes that he is filled with joy and happiness and consolation. He may be in pain, in error, in poverty, or in prison, if necessity demands, still he is joyful. This is our experience, and each and every Latter-day Saint can bear witness to it. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 236. How do you feel, saints, when you're filled with the power and love of God? You are just as happy as your bodies can bear. Millennial Star Supplement, volume 15, page 48. The whole world are after happiness. It is not found in gold and silver, but it is in peace and love. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 235. What will give a man joy? That which will give him peace. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 235. If the heart is cheerful, all is light and glory within. There is no sorrow. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 235. When man is industrious and righteous, then is he happy. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 235. It is a mistaken idea in the inhabitants of the earth to conclude that it will not do for them to yield obedience to the commandments of heaven, lest it should abridge them in their comforts and in their enjoyments. For there is no real peace, there is no real happiness in anything in heaven or on the earth, except to those who serve the Lord. In His service there is joy, there is happiness, but they are not to be found anywhere else. In it there are peace and comfort. But when the soul is filled with joy, with peace and with glory, and is perfectly satisfied therewith, a person even then has but little idea of that which is in store for all the faithful. Deseret News Weekly, July 15, 1857, page 4. We are made to enjoy all that God enjoys, to inherit all he inherits, to possess all the power that he possesses, all the excellency with which he is endowed. All things are to be brought into subjection to him by his faithful children, that they may enjoy all things with him. These considerations bring peace to the heart that is open to understanding. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 237. There is only one way for Latter-day Saints to be happy, which is simply to live their religion, or in other words, believe the gospel of Jesus Christ in every part, obeying the gospel of liberty with full purpose of heart, which sets us free indeed. If we will, as a community, obey the law of God and comply with the ordinances of salvation, then we may expect to find the happiness we so much desire. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 236. As I have frequently thought and said, when duty requires, I am happy in going from home, and I am happy in returning, for it is my greatest joy and comfort to do what the Lord requires of me, and what I know to be my duty, no matter what it is if the Lord requires it of me. This course gives joy and peace. Deseret News, February 6, 1856, page 4. Page 185. At the top of page 185, we have the American Fork Utah Brass Band in 1866. The Saints loved music, and almost every community had a band. Truly happy is that man or woman, or that people who enjoys the privileges of the gospel of the Son of God, and who know how to appreciate his blessings. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 236. We want to see every countenance full of cheerfulness, and every eye bright with a hope of future happiness. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 236. I say, if you want to enjoy exquisitely, become a Latter-day Saint, and then live the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Deseret News, semi-weekly, June 30, 1874, page 1. The person who enjoys the experience of the knowledge of the kingdom of God on the earth, and at the same time has the love of God within him, is the happiest of any individuals on the earth. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 235. Recreation in the proper spirit can increase our physical and spiritual well-being. We are to learn how to enjoy the things of life, how to pass our mortal existence here. There is no enjoyment, no comfort, no pleasure, nothing that the human heart can imagine, with all the spirit of revelation we can get, that tends to beautify, happify, make happy, make comfortable and peaceful, and exalt the feelings of mortals but what the Lord has in store for his people. He never objected to their taking comfort. He never revealed any doctrine that I have any knowledge of, but what in its nature is calculated to fill with peace and glory, and lift every sentiment and impulse of the heart above every low, sad, deathly, false, and groveling feeling. The Lord wishes us to live that we may enjoy the fullness of the glory that pertains to the upper world, and bid farewell to all that gloomy, dark, deathly feeling that is spread over the inhabitants of the earth. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 237. Is there anything immoral in recreation? If I see my sons and daughters enjoying themselves, chatting, visiting, riding, going to a party or a dance, is there anything immoral in that? I watch very closely, and if I hear a word, see a look, or a sneer at divine things or anything derogatory to a good moral character, I feel it in a moment, and I say, if you follow that it will not lead to good, it is evil. It will not lead to the fountain of life and intelligence. Follow only the path that leads to life everlasting. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 237. It is the privilege of the saints to enjoy every good thing, for the earth and its fullness belong to the Lord. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 104, verse 14. And he has promised all to his faithful saints. But it must be enjoyed without spirit of covetousness and selfishness, without the spirit of lust, and in the spirit of the gospel. Then the sun will shine sweetly upon us. Each day will be filled with delight, and all things will be filled with beauty, giving joy, pleasure, and Rest of the Saints. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 237. To make ourselves happy is incorporated in the great design of man's existence. I have learned not to fret myself about that which I cannot help. If I can do good, I will do it. And if I cannot reach a thing, I will content myself to be without it. This makes me happy all the day long. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 236. Then learn to be happy when you have the privilege. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 235. We are now enjoying our pastimes. We often meet together and worship the Lord by singing, praying, and preaching, fasting and communing with each other in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Now we are met in the capacity of a social community. For what? That our minds may rest and our bodies receive that recreation which is proper and necessary to keep up an equilibrium, to promote healthy action to the whole system. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 240. I have frequently told the people at our places of recreation, if they cannot go there with the Spirit of the Lord, they had better stay at home. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 240. In all your social communications, or whatever your associations are, let all the dark, discontented murmuring, unhappy, miserable feelings, all the evil fruit of the mind, fall from the tree in silence and unnoticed, and so let it perish without taking it up to present to your neighbors. But when you have joy and happiness, light and intelligence, truth and virtue, offer that fruit abundantly to your neighbors, and it will do them good, and so strengthen the hands of your fellow beings. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 240. Page 187 shows the social hall in Salt Lake City in 1858, where many saints had the opportunity to develop and share their talents. President Brigham Young encouraged the saints to participate in cultural and social activities. We should seek wholesome entertainment that is consistent with gospel standards. I built the theater to attract the young of our community and to provide amusement for the boys and girls, rather than have them running all over creation for recreation. Long before it was built, I said to the bishops, get up your parties and pleasure grounds to amuse the people. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 243. Is there evil in the theater, in the ballroom, in the place of worship, in the dwelling, in the world? Yes, when men are inclined to do evil in any of these places. There is evil in persons meeting simply for a chit-chat, if they will allow themselves to commit evil while thus engaged. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 243. Upon the stage of a theater can be represented in character evil and its consequences, good and its happy results and rewards, the weakness and the follies of man, the magnanimity of virtue and the greatness of truth. The stage can be made to aid the pulpit in impressing upon the minds of a community an enlightened sense of a virtuous life, also a proper horror of the enormity of sin, and a just dread of its consequences. The path of sin with its thorns and pitfalls, its gins and snares can be revealed, and how to shun it. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 243. Tragedy is favored by the outside world. I am not in favor of it. I do not wish murder and all its horrors and the villainy leading to it portrayed before our women and children. I do not want the child to carry home with it the fear of the sword, the pistol, or the dagger, and suffer in the night from frightful dreams. I want such plays performed as will make the spectators feel well, and I wish those who perform to select a class of plays that will improve the public mind and exalt the literary taste of the community. Discourses of Brigham Young, pages 243 through 244. If you wish to dance, dance, and you are just as much prepared for a prayer meeting after dancing as ever you were if you are saints. If you desire to ask God for anything, you are as well prepared to do so in the dance as in any other place if you are saints. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 243. However, those who cannot serve God with a pure heart in the dance should not dance. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 243. I want it distinctly understood that fiddling and dancing are no part of our worship. The question may be asked, what are they there for then? I answer, that my body may keep pace with my mind. My mind labors like a man logging all the time, and this is the reason why I am fond of these pastimes. They give me a privilege to throw everything off and shake myself that my body may exercise and my mind rest. What for? To get strength and be renewed and quickened and enlivened and animated so that my mind may not wear out. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 242. There are many of our aged brethren and sisters who, through the traditions of their fathers and the requirements of a false religion, were never inside a ballroom or a theater until they became Latter-day Saints. And now they seem more anxious for this kind of amusement than are our children. This arises from the fact that they have been starved for many years for that amusement which is designed to buoy up their spirits and make their bodies vigorous and strong, and tens of thousands have sunk into untimely graves for want of such exercises to the body and the mind. They require mutual nourishment to make them sound and healthy. Every faculty and power of both body and mind is a gift from God. Never say that means used to create and continue healthy action of body and mind are from hell. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 242. If you want to dance, run a foot race, or play at ball, do it, and exercise your bodies and let your minds rest. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 243. Those that have kept the covenants and serve their God, if they wish to exercise themselves in any way to rest their minds and tire their bodies, go and enjoy yourselves in the dance, and let God be in all your thoughts in this, as in all other things, and He will bless you. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 242. Our work, our everyday labor, our whole lives are within the scope of our religion. This is what we believe and what we try to practice. Yet the Lord permits a great many things that He never commands. The Lord never commanded me to dance, yet I have danced. You all know it, for my life is before the world. Yet while the Lord has never commanded me to do it, He has permitted it. I do not know that He ever commanded the boys to go and play at ball, yet He permits it. I am not aware that He ever commanded us to build a theater, but He has permitted it, and I can give the reason why. Recreation and diversion are as necessary to our well-being as the more serious pursuits of life. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 238. I am satisfied that those persons who stamp, clap hands, whistle, and make other noisy and boisterous demonstrations in the theaters, so untimed and uncalled for, have but little sense, and know not the difference between a happy smile of satisfaction to cheer the countenance of a friend or a contemptuous sneer that brings the curses of man upon man. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 241. But let our mind sing for joy, and let life diffuse itself into every avenue of the body, for the object of our meeting is for its exercise, for its good. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 240. Page 190. Suggestions for study. True happiness is found in righteousness and service. Why do human beings seek happiness? Why do so many people seem unable to find it? Where can we find true happiness? How can the gospel provide happiness even to those in pain and error, in poverty, or in prison? Many people believe that obeying God's commandments will restrict their freedom and make them less happy. What situations have you experienced or observed that demonstrate that the opposite is actually true, that obedience to the commandments makes us happy, while disobedience makes us unhappy? How do you feel knowing that you are made to enjoy all that God enjoys, and that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ want you to be happy? What did President Young say is the only way for Latter-day Saints to be happy? How does living the gospel make you happy? Recreation in the proper spirit can increase your physical and spiritual well-being. Why do you think President Young encouraged recreation? Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verse 28. How can our recreational activities fill us with peace and glory and lift every sentiment and impulse of the heart? What obligations must we fulfill before participating in recreation if our activities are to bless us spiritually as well as physically? President Young taught that recreation must be done in the proper spirit. How can we ensure that we have the Spirit of the Lord with us in our recreation? We should seek wholesome entertainment that is consistent with gospel standards. Why is it important to participate in a variety of activities, including entertainment and recreational activities? What did President Young say are some specific benefits of music, dancing, and the theater? What does he say to those who believe that the theater and the ballroom are places of evil? Page 191. What should be our criteria for selecting appropriate entertainment? How can you ensure that God is in all your thoughts, even when you are participating in entertainment or recreational activities? How can parents set a good example for their children by the type of entertainment they choose? Why is recreation as necessary to our well-being as the more serious pursuits of life? How can you help provide safe and wholesome recreation and entertainment for yourself, your children, or others in your community? End of chapter 26, Happiness and Social Enjoyment. The Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young.